Yo, what's good, everybody? It's David with Tsunami916, and you're watching on another Tsunami exclusive interview. Today, we have a very special guest. He was a vendor at our fashion show. Do you want to introduce yourself?
And Taco Solano, Summit of Sam's Finest. Yay!
Where are you from?
Vacaville. I'm in Solano County.
So, do you want to tell us what you do?
So, my 9-to-5, I'm an electrician, and that's kind of like a little bit how this vision came up, but that's what I do as a 9-to-5, and then I started this business doing taco caterings for public, private events. That's how it went.
Thank you for coming all the way from Vacaville to Sacramento.
Man, I appreciate you having me, for real.
So how did you start the taco business? You said that your 9-to-5 had a little bit to do with it.
So doing construction, being an electrician, there's always taco trucks, or we call them the lunch lady, that would pull up and, you know, get our lunch there. When I was working in Calistoga, there was none of that. And, like, it's a little more, like, bougie restaurants out there for, like, for us just to get lunch. It's not too much. So me and my boy decided to make tacos on our lunch. And then I had the vision, like, you know what? They don't got nothing out here. Let's sell tacos on our lunch break. So it started that way. It was going good, making money on our lunch. And then I was like, one day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pull up to the bar downtown Vacaville. There's like 3 bars in that location. And I set up just one little table, grill, all by myself. And it went good for my first night. So I hit my boy up, the one that I worked with. And I was like, hey, bro, if you could be here, set up, be at the grill while I network these 3 bars, we'll make more money. So we started doing that. And from there, it was going good every weekend. Just more money was coming in, more money. And then we finally got hit by the city because we just set up shop. We had no paperwork, no nothing. And when that happened, I was like, all right, I want to get legit. I want to do the paperwork. Let's make this legit.
So do you have your LLC and stuff?
Yep, I got my LLC, the fictitious name, business license, all of it, yep.
Everything.
Yep, so it's we all legit over here, yep.
That's cool. So how long have you started, or how long have you been doing this?
Being all legit, I'm going on, like, I'll say a year and a half. I'm going on to my second year. Maybe 3 years of once this, like, really started going.
That's really great. What's a little bit about your background? Do you have any background in cooking that applied to what you're doing, or did you just kind of...
Honestly, not really. Like, I would cook at home, you know, little stuff like that. But as I was getting into this, it was just more like, okay, I was just whipping up some marinating meat for us to have at lunch. And then from there, everyone was talking how good it was. And then just from there, I became a chef. That's when I really started getting into, like, cooking and what can I do to perfect things. And from there, before that, it was just cooking at home. That was it. Cook for the family.
What changed for you when you went all legit, like with the paperwork, the LLC, and everything?
So, even when I started out, I was just strictly at bars. I had like a set location. I was just really at bars. That was it. And I like, my name wasn't even known, like being Taco Solano. I was just the taco guy. And in my head, I was like, man, I ain't no taco guy. Like, I didn't like that. But I started, once I got all legit, I started like trying to just network with people, and then I started hitting these public events, just random ones that I could get into. And then from there, I was still doing the bar gigs plus public events. When I would get a private event, I was just kind of working at all angles. And then recently, I finally decided, like, I'm done with the bars. I'm strictly public, private events. I don't need to be at the bars no more because I got the name out there, and it's finally coming to me. So,
what if a bar like hired you to come? Would you still go?
I mean, numbers talk, so depending on the numbers, then I'll go. But it would have to be something worth my time to agree on it.
That's really good. I think, like, as creatives, we got to respect our time, our energy, and our craft, you know?
Yep, so. No, I agree.
Are there any personal experiences that inspired your work?
So, really, it was always been like a hustler, always been like always ways to make money. And when I got into this, it was like something just legit and it felt good. I took pride in it, and seeing from where I started and where, like, as it progressed, I take pride in it. So it made me focus on really just having legit business. Yeah.
Are there any major milestones for you as a business owner?
I mean, it's really like ups and downs, especially public events. You know, I'll go to a public event, I'll take a loss. People think like people think I'm just winning, I'm rich. Nah, it's you take your losses and you get your wins too. So it's a roller coaster. It's never just like I'm winning each time. So it's a roller coaster, definitely.
What kind of plays into taking a loss when you go to an event? You know, like, what's the difference between like a successful event for a food vendor and an unsuccessful event for a food vendor?
So for me, it's a, you know, I do, so I'm like a one man army. I do all this all on me. I got little people to help, but overall it's me. So I do the numbers, go shopping, you know, I keep the receipts. Those are write-offs once you own a business and stuff. And so I put the numbers down. I'm like, all right, I spent this much. I got to at least make this. Everything counts, gas, top my time.
You got to recoup.
Yeah, exactly. So if I take a loss at an event, it's like if I broke even, I took a loss. It's like that's how I see it. When there's times where I don't even get my money back. So to me, those are losses. If I make profit, then okay, I did good. And it just depends on the amount that I made.
For sure, for sure. Who are your personal inspirations?
My inspirations? I mean, as a music artist, I've always looked up to E-40. Like, number one fan for him. How much of a hustler he is, entrepreneur. Like, I look up to that because I relate. Other than that, like, I guess I sounds weird, but I'm my own inspiration with my background with, like, what I've been through in life and everything I overcame. So I look up to that, like a lot.
Do you want to go into a little bit about what you've overcame over your lifetime?
Really just being a knucklehead growing up, the lifestyle that I was around, you know. And once I got into the taco business, that was, like, a way out. It was something to that I put my main focus in. No more looking over my shoulder, and it took a lot of weight off my shoulders as well. So me overcoming the things before Taco Solano appeared, and I put that into effect with my business. So, like, I put the same energy I did before but into my business, and it's going good.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of people are hustlers, but sometimes they're putting that energy into the wrong place. You know, if they put into more like a legit entrepreneurship, you know, they could be really successful.
Yep. And I feel whatever you do, you got to put that energy into whatever it is you're doing. You go all in. So
yeah, entrepreneurship is really like a way out for a lot of people. I think it's scary, it's daunting, but if you take the time to respect yourself, respect your craft, and to learn what you're doing, you know, you can be successful.
Yep, I agree.
So how do you see Sacramento? You're not from here, so like, what does Sacramento kind of mean to you, you know?
I mean, Sacramento, I'm not out here too much. If it is, it's like really for events, you know? And I've done a couple out here, mainly more in the Bay, but the times I'm out here, it's always been love. People show love, but Sacramento's with the shit, tell you that, you know? So, but that's like almost any city you go to.
Not for sure.
But it's all love in the 916.
Well, I'm glad to hear that about our city, you know. I really, really, I'm not going to cuss, but I really mess with your work and your food. And if y'all don't know, he was a vendor at one of our most recent events and absolutely killed it. Like, I was nervous. I'm always nervous for our vendors, you know, because I want them to be successful at our events, you know. And like, I don't know if he was successful, but I always saw people over there, and people kept raving about the tacos, and it's so good, so good, so good, you know. So like, I'm really proud.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. And no, I did good at that event.
For sure. Yeah. I'm glad. How has music or art influenced your journey?
I mean, the music I listen to, it's like stuff to relate to, and really gives me that drive. Like sometimes, depending where I'm at, you know, listening to music, it gives me that push. Like, you know, you got to keep it going. Don't give up. So to me, it always gives me that motivation, that drive to whatever it is that I'm doing. Yeah.
You said one of your favorite artists was E-40. Do you have any other favorite artists?
I mean, I got a lot, but E-40 is my top one just since I was little buck, you know, little kid. But, you know, I like GB. He's from a Merced rapper, Big Tone. Man, there's Lazy Boy from San Jose. So there's a lot of rappers.
It seems like you like to listen and support, like, the local rap scene.
Yeah, really, Bay, Sacramento, like, I keep it local. I don't really care for the mainstream too much.
For sure. That's good. What are some projects that you're currently working on right now?
So right now, really, it's just pursuing the Taco Solano, you know, just trying to elevate it more, which it is. I'm trying to get to the point where I could have different locations, like have someone set up elsewhere while I'm somewhere else. And eventually, hopefully, it gets to a point where I could kind of just sit back and let the money just come to me instead of working to make the money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the goal, you know. Would you ever think about opening a storefront?
Yeah, eventually. Really, I'm just seeing where it goes. But the vision is to get a set location and have a store. Just a matter of when and when that happens.
Where would you set up your brick and mortar location?
I mean, it would be either Vacaville or Vallejo. Maybe Fairfield.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Somewhere Solano County. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. It's in the name, Taco Solano.
Yeah, got to represent it.
So what does Solano County mean to you? It's in the name. So
I mean, how it started, like, with the name was, you know, like, there's other restaurants that represent what part of Mexico they're from. So in my head, it was like, I'm from Solano County, so Taco Solano. And then that flow, like, really, it was my boy that said, he's like, man, like, what do you think of Taco Solano?
Sounds good.
When he said it, I was just like, that's it. You know, like, it has that flow. I like it. So I just went with that and Taco Solano appeared.
So how'd you come up with the logo? We see you have one of your hoodies right here.
So really, it was just me messing around with one of those apps. Once I was trying to, like, get all legit, I was like, I need a logo. I don't have no logo. So I was just messing around with it. A couple of them, I was like, nah, I don't like this, I don't like that. And then I finally made this one, and it stuck to me. I was like, yep, this is it. This is
for
the
sure.
One.
It looks legit. It looks really good.
Thank you.
Would you ever, like, rebrand, or are you sticking with that?
I mean, as of now, I'm sticking with it. Maybe later down the road, I might, you know, tweak it a little bit, make something a little different. But as for now, like, that's the stamp.
I could explain a little bit about the logo. We see, like, arrows and things like that. Where did you get the inspiration for that?
Really, it was just me putting it together, trying to just give it that detail. Mm-hmm. And then I put it, like, in my head, I was trying to push the shirts, which I'm starting to do now. But so that's why I put We Eat At. So whoever's supporting, they know, like, they're supporting Taco Solano. And then as for 707's Finest, it goes for, like, pretty much 707's Finest Food, or, like, the morals and standards of representing 707.
Mm-hmm. So now that you're making clothes and things like that, you've pivoted from making just food. Now you're also making, like, you have a brand, you're an entire brand now. How has that been? How has it been, like, learning to do clothes and, like, selling, you know?
So really, I just winged it because at first, you know, I made the logo, made a shirt just so I could represent my business when I cook. And then I made an order on Instagram, like, all right, who wants to order some shirts? A couple people bought them, posted it once I got all the shirts made, and then everyone was starting to ask, oh, I want a shirt, I want a hoodie, I want this. So then it was like, okay, I got something going where people want to support. They like the logo, they like the brand. And how I see it, when people rock your clothing, that's free advertisement.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So when someone sees that, they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, what's this? What's Taco Solano? And then, yeah, get your name out more.
Exactly. Where can we find your merch at?
Hit me up on Instagram, TacoSolano707, and then just hit me in the DMs, and I'll get it made. Tell me your size, and the girl that hooks me up with making the shirts, then I tell her and make the order.
For sure. Thank you. Who would you like to work with in the future? Are there any collabs that you're looking forward to or would like to make happen?
So I'm always open-minded. I'm down to do any kind of collabs. One thing about me, too, is, like, I show love, like, to the other vendors. When I go to events, to me, they ain't competition. You know what I mean? It's love. We all we have the same passion, and we're here to do the same thing. So I support them as well. Like, I show love. So anyone that's, like, that shows love back, I'm down to do a collab. Like, we could figure it out from there. I don't got no top ideas. Shout out to Deuces Barbecue. We tried to do a collab at one event, and we had a couple sales on those, and we're definitely going to do another collab.
For sure, for sure. Is there a story behind the recipe of your tacos or anything?
So, my recipe is, like, it's like, I don't tell no one that's the recipe.
Yeah, you don't got to tell us the secret sauce, but.
But, you know, it was pretty much like I just threw it together, and I was like, all right, let me see how this comes out. And because as me being an electrician, I always eat tacos no matter where I go, and I work all over the place, so all throughout the Bay, Sacramento, everywhere, and I always get tacos. So I wanted something to stand out compared to anywhere else. So the recipe I came up with, it stands out. And till this day, like, I go try some tacos, I get one of each. Give me the chicken, the carne asada, give me the pastor. Just to see if they even compare to mine. So as of now, I found there's always good spots, you know what I mean? But I can't find none that's, like, same exact recipe as mine.
That's good. That means you're filling in, like, a niche, you know? Like, you really have a unique thing, you know?
Yep.
What's your signature taco, and why should everyone try it?
I mean, you can't go wrong with either meat, but right now, or not even right now, but always it's been the chicken. Because, like, when you go, chicken's real, like, plain. A lot of places don't have, like, pack a lot of flavor. And I marinate all three meats the same, but the chicken just absorbs that flavor. So it's packed with flavor. Yeah, so I would say if you haven't tried my food, definitely try the chicken and tell me what you guys think.
For sure, for sure. If you have tried the chicken, let us know what you think. What's one ingredient that you'll never, ever leave out?
All of it. Every little thing makes it what it is, you know? I can't leave it out. Like,
for sure. Do you ever experiment with new flavors, or do you stick with your traditional recipe?
So just recently, I've been trying to experiment, and then that's when I came up with the Hot Cheeto plate. So, you know, Hot Cheeto, like, plates are going crazy right now. So I was like, all right, let me see what I could do. So I made the loaded Hot Cheetos. And before, when I experiment, I do it at home. You know what I mean? I'm not going to just throw it out there. So I got to try it myself and have a couple people try it and tell me, like, what they think about it before I throw it on the menu. But recently, yeah, I'm starting to try to expand the menu with new food.
For sure. Looking forward to seeing the new menu. What's the hardest part about running a taco business?
Really, it's the for me, it's not the work. It's work affecting personal life. I'm so busy that I'm barely home. So I'm trying to find that balance of
That work-life balance, you know?
Yeah, work plus my family. That's the hardest for me. The work is, it's work. It's not hard. It's really just trying to balance life out when you get so busy.
What's the most unusual request you've ever had from a customer?
Most unusual? Man. Nothing too crazy, really. Like, I can't say. I haven't had nothing crazy yet. None. To me, I guess, it's not crazy, but when I make my loaded quesadilla, you know, I throw salsa all up in it and fold it up, and some are like, I just want cheese and meat. And in my head, I'm like, that's it? You don't want all this extra that I put in it? And they're like, nope, just cheese and meat. Like, all right. I want to say that's crazy, but to me, I'm like, man, you're missing out. Mm-hmm. You're missing out on all this flavor. You know what I mean? That I throw up in it. But
do you think tacos are more about the flavor presentation or like how they make people feel?
I think it's a little mix of everything. You know, definitely flavor. You know what I mean? Presentation, yeah. And then also what makes me feel good is hearing that review. When someone says they love my food, it's just that means a lot to me. And so it's a mix of everything.
Do you see tacos as street food, comfort food, or more like your art form?
I mean, it's like street food, I would say, you know, like street tacos, especially like I'll load them up if that's what they want. But in my head, like a traditional taco is street tacos.
Do you have any loyal customers that you always see when you pop out?
Oh, yeah. Especially like when I'm in Vallejo, I got certain people that will just pop up because they know I'm there, or they're always at that event and they always support and buy food. Yeah, so I got a couple people that always show love. They pull up.
That's dope. How do you handle long nights, busy events, and staying consistent?
Motivation, man. That's really it. Especially when I was doing bar gigs, I was there was a certain location that would be up to like 4 or 5 in the morning. So I was doing that for a good couple of months on top of other gigs during the day, and I was getting very minimal sleep. But it was just, it's the motivation. The really, like, if you want it, you're going to go get it. But it came to a point, really felt like I didn't need to do the bar gigs, so that's when I dropped it. You know, and then it gives me more time to focus on other events instead of being up all night and then trying to get the catch up on sleep.
Yeah, I understand that. What's your ultimate dream for your taco business?
My ultimate dream is, just get an actual location, get a store, and really, like, sit back and let the money make itself come in.
Do you see yourself expanding outside of California?
If so, like, really where I see it is, like, I'll start up in Solano County, and if I can, I'll get one in Sac, or, you know what I mean? Kind of just move it out in this direction.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to have more than one location and them outside of Solano County as well.
Damn, man, you ran through those questions. Yeah. I'm going to get some more. Hold on. What do you really think makes your tacos different from everyone else's?
The way I marinate it. And that's what I go for. Like when I'm on my lunch getting tacos, that's what I compare. And the way I marinate it, no one does that. And it's not, I don't want to say it's not traditional, but it's just different. It's unique. So what I'm doing, it's working. And it stands out. And that's what I wanted to do when I started it. I want to make sure my food stands out compared to any other spot that sells tacos.
It definitely does. I remember I want some more.
Thank you.
what's the wildest event you've ever worked?
The wildest? Like, God, I think. Depends what you mean by wild. Like, I mean, there's been events where it's just crazy busy, like just nonstop. You know what? I got one. It was up in Vacaville. There was a baseball event. And this is really when I'm first starting out, you know? And there's all these food trucks. I'm not going to say taco trucks, but there was all these food trucks. You know, they got these nice trucks. I'm pulling up with just one little tent and, like, my setup. And I was kind of just like, man, mine looks ghetto compared to what they got, you know? Like, they're going to want to support them. Man, I took all the business. I had a full line. And they might have got a couple people, but, everyone was messing with my food before they were going to the other food trucks. And that was crazy because I didn't expect it. Like, deep down, I was just kind of, like, thinking more, like, I'm going to be the one standing watching these people get all this money. And it came out where I had a long line of people waiting for all my food, and that felt good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, yeah. What do you think really contributed to that happening?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, why do you think everyone chose yours over the other food trucks?
I feel once you see a plate, especially if it's like the loaded quesadilla, because it's not like normal looking quesadilla, people are like, what's that? Or that one person gets a plate and shares a taco.
So that's the part where presentation plays.
Yeah. Once people see the food or people start talking about it, then they want to come.
I was at the event and I was seeing people with the tacos. I was like, oh man, I need some of that. But I was so busy, I didn't end up being able to buy one, but like one of my friends brought me one and I was able to try it still. So.
Nice.
If someone wanted to start their own taco or just food business in general, what advice would you give them?
Man, best thing I could say is don't wait for the right time. You jump in it and you figure it out as you go. Like when I did, to get legit, it wasn't like I had all the money to throw everything down to get legit with the paperwork. I just pieced it out. All right, I got enough money for the LLC, boom. Oh, now I got money for the business license. I just kept checking it off the list. Jump in it and don't stop. Once you jump in, you just keep it going. That's the best advice I can get. And also, too, is like when I started, no one believed in me. No one saw my vision, and they doubted me. And I'm talking like family, close people, you know what I mean? Don't listen to no one, even if it's your moms, your pops, your girl, like anybody. Don't listen to them. You got that vision, you keep going with it and show them, you know? That's the best advice I can give.
That's good advice. Thank you. If your business could have a theme song, what would it be?
And really, like, kind of goes with what I just said, you know, like people not believing in you. It'd be a Big Tone, Beat the Odds. That's like really, to me, that's like my anthem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you know the song, then you'll understand it.
I'm going to have to check it out.
But yeah, hearing that song, it's just, I relate to it. I'm like, you know, like, yeah, that would be the song right there.
For sure, for sure. Thank you for sharing that. If you only had three ingredients to build a taco, like the insides, what would you choose?
Like in the meat?
Or no, just like meat and extras. Or, yeah, because usually there's like onions, tomatoes. Like what do you usually put on your tacos?
So, it would be the onion, cilantro, and limes. Oh, man, hold on, though. You need salsa. So, that's a hard one.
It's including the meat, so you have to include the meat.
Oh, include the meat plus mm-hmm. the two others. Okay, mm-hmm. So, I mean, meat, meat, salsa, lime. That's what I would have to do. Yep.
Struggle taco. Struggle
taco. Yeah, you know, still make. You got to figure out that flavor. So, yeah, it would be meat, salsa, and lime.
What do you think about ketchup on tacos?
I never heard of it. I mean, I won't oppose it, but I ain't gonna try it. But I've never even heard of that. But yeah. Just even recently, I heard someone talking about ketchup on steak.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people put ketchup on everything. That's why I asked, you know, like I've seen it.
I mean, I'm like, ketchup's cool, but I'm not the type to put ketchup in my eggs.
It's like at the fast food restaurants, some people are just so used to getting ketchup with stuff. They'll just get ketchup with like their taco, put it on there, and like, what do you mean you don't eat ketchup with your tacos? Like,
it's unheard of. No.
Yeah. No, at least for me, literally, you know? Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't opposed to it, but I don't think you'll see me start putting ketchup on serving ketchup on mine.
Yeah. So what can we look forward from you in the near future?
Definitely expanding the menu. Look forward to that. It's a matter of when and what the menu will be. And then I do want to get back. So I can't say a date or when, but I definitely want to start doing something for like food for the homeless or maybe a toy drive for kids, for people that are struggling. So kids can have toys for Christmas. But I do want to eventually, when I can, I want to give back. So look forward to that when the time does come.
For sure. We'll be looking forward to that. We'll even help you if you
need. I appreciate that. Yeah. For real. Make something happen. And it don't even got to be in Solano County.
Because we've been wanting to do something like that, giving back, you know. Like, I feel like that's, like, one of the best ways to help the community is just straight up, like, funding resources or funding, like, shoes, clothes, food, you know, something.
Yep.
That and, really helps those in need, you know.
Yeah, and I already tried once. It was more when I was just starting to get popping. And it's a little different type of support, I'll put it that way. People will support your food, but I tried to do it for Christmas, and it didn't work out. So that's something I want to network with people and make it happen. Yeah. And it's going to. It's just a matter of, will it be this year, next year?
The main part is, like, getting people who do that type of thing, who are, like, active and, like activists, you know, work with activists. And then, like, those, like, because their audience are the people who are, like, more, like, willing to donate or, like, do things for the community, you know. So it's really about, like, what audience you're working with, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I got to figure out. But I definitely want to get back to the community.
For sure, for sure. We want to thank you for coming on the podcast today. You know, do you have any last comments or tips, suggestions for our viewers?
Really, anyone that, it doesn't even have to be about food, but, you know, if you guys got a vision, just don't give up on that vision, you know. Make sure you put in the work and figure it out, and don't wait for that right moment. Just hop in it and figure it out as you go. And don't let anybody speak down on you or to make you have a change of thought, you know. And that's with anything in life. Whatever that vision or what your passion is, just you stick with it. Don't care what anyone says. Even when you start, if people want to laugh or put you down, forget about them. If they ain't putting money in your pocket, don't even worry what they say. Just focus on your vision, and it'll happen. And it ain't easy, but definitely just always stick to it and figure out how to network and make your vision come true to where you want it to be.
For sure. Thank you for sharing that.
And thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. So this has been Tsunami Exclusive Interviews. This is Taco Solano. Where can we find you on social media?
Taco Solano 707 on Instagram. That's the best way to get hold of me. I do got a Facebook and TikTok, but Instagram is the best way.
Where's your catering service area? So if anyone's listening right now, they know if they can.
We travel everywhere. So all throughout the Bay, we've been to Merced. We've been to, I'm about to be in Lodi. I've been to Modesto. We go all over. So, we ain't scared to go far. We'll travel to you guys. Because at the end, I want to get the name out, and I want people to try this food. So.
For sure. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job, Jabari.